Professionals and Support. This is Diane. May I know your first and last name?
Sure, William Payne.
Hi, how are you today?
Okay.
Oh, that's good to hear. And for this one, I just need to pull up your account first.
Yeah.
Can you please provide to me your customer number?
Yes. 5228337.
Okay, just want to make sure I got it correctly. It's 5228337, correct?
Correct.
Thank you for that. And just a moment here. All right, I have put it up here, and I just need to verify your account. Can you please provide to me your four-digit PIN?
5554.
Perfect. And I need to send also a one-time PIN validation on your number. And can you check if you have received it?
Well, am I supposed to receive it on the phone or on the computer?
On the phone, on your cell phone.
Okay, well, I'll move over here and do it if we get disconnected. Okay.
I see. May I know the number on where I can reach you if ever that you got disconnected?
Sure. 505-463-0322.
It's 505-463-0322, correct?
264-0322.
Okay, just a moment here. So it's 505-264-0322. Did I got it correctly this time?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So okay. I'll be calling you.
I think I'm okay, but what was your name again?
My name is Diane.
Okay, thank you. Just a minute, I'll go over and try to get the number.
Oh, sure, thank you.
You there?
Is I'm still here?
664-332.
664-332. Just a moment. It seems that it doesn't match the one. Let me try it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me try it again.
Sure.
Are you there?
Is I'm still here.
663-492.
663-492, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just a moment. Perfect.
Okay.
All right, I was able to validate it here, and I was able to access your account further. And may I know how can I help you further?
We got a problem here. I've been scammed by GoDaddy. Let me tell you what happened. I got a message that my account has been stepped out a bit on about the 20th of October. I then talked to a Victor, a manager, and Victor says, oh, we're going to move your account, okay, and what is going to happen is we have to upgrade you. Well, my charges went from about $13.99 a month over to $70 a month. Victor then said, if you don't pay, we're going to take your site off the web. Okay, now what's important here is if you go to, I've reestablished it with another hosting company at ProSafeFight, ProSafeFight.org. And you'll see the letter, you'll see a page there, I'm saying GoDaddy Money Recovery. And what Victor said, oh, we're going to put you back on, but here we're going to take and put $251.82 back on your credit card for these charges, then issue a new charge of $209.97. And what happened then is, okay, the site came back up, and it came back up until about the December, or better yet, January 13th, at which time it was removed again, like completely. And so Victor did not keep his part of the agreement. What I then did is phoned the credit card company, since it was still within the 60 days, to say, hey, I'm not getting what I paid for, and I want the charges back. The credit card company looked, and they could not find any, the amount that Victor said he put back on the card. There was no record of that. There was no record of the 209. And so at that time, the credit card company advised me on the procedures to file a complaint. Okay? Now, here, if you go to that page, you can hear, like here, just a minute.
Hey. Thank you for holding for the supervisor. My name is Victor. How can I help?
Yes, Victor. I have an issue here.
It's all recorded, okay? Okay, and what happens then, all three of it, effectively it was extortion. He said, you're going to pay or thing. Well, I paid, okay, the amount, since I didn't want the site to go down. All right, then, of course, he did. The GoDaddy took down the site. And so what I'm going to do, if you get this, prosafights.org, okay, and there's another one called prosafights1.org. Since I've learned from my bad GoDaddy experience, I better have a copy somewhere else, okay, do it two places. And so I have this. Well, what I'm asking now, okay, if you take this, I'm asking now that I get credited back on this account $251.82, and I want that back on the card. And so what I would like to hear from, you know, I mean, I realize it's not you, okay, most of my experience with GoDaddy has been very positive until, you know, this October. And then it went very negative. And I was a customer for 15 years. And so what I would like you to do is to send this link, and so the people can read, and GoDaddy can read the letter that I'm going to send to Barclays Credit Card Company tomorrow if I do not hear from you. And the reason I do this is the credit card company always asks me, said, did you talk to the merchant first? You know? And so that's what I'm doing right now. And I'm so angry about this that here's another audio.
Hello, thank you for calling the duty agent line here at the Special Investigation Section of the Arizona Attorney General's Office. We are not able to take your call at this moment. If you're calling to report...
Victor is going to get a formal extortion complaint filed with the Attorney General's Office of the State of Arizona. I am not happy about this. This is all recorded. You know, it generally, it's been very nice dealing with GoDaddy for 15 years. I used to get phone calls from them. This is, how are you doing? You know, how's your site and all this? And all of a sudden I get this thing, well, you're using too many resources. Well, what's now happened is the total amount of resources I have for prosafefights.org is just under 60 gigabytes. 60 gigabytes is what, about, well, 500 gigabyte SSD, right? It's nothing. And so both of my two new hosting things have an infinite amount of disk space out there. And I'm now comfortable that it's working out, and that's why I'm doing now. But this is vastly inconvenienced to me because of... I was one of the three authors of the Boeing 767 software certification policy, 1980. And what has happened is Boeing may have gotten, invaded by C programmers. And I think they may have put Linux operating system on the 767, the 737 Max. And I'm trying to find out. And if I don't get the information, I'm going to sue them in federal court for this. And I was posting all this on the web. Well, this got all canceled, okay, because of what GoDaddy did by removing the site. And it's all there, okay, I'm looking at it in two different ones. And it's titled GoDaddy Memory Recover. And so what I would like to hear by email from GoDaddy at bpain37@comcast.net, where I was getting these threatening emails from them to remove files from the site that I'd had for 15 years. And I would like this by, let's see, what time is it now? Well, let's say 10:30. Well, say by close of business tomorrow, Thursday, on the 18th. And if I don't hear from them one way or the other, then I'm going to say, yeah, I contacted GoDaddy. I talked to him, okay? I didn't get any response. And here's the letter, and I will send it to Card Services, P.O. Box, something, 8002 Wilmington, Delaware, for my complaint, to have them put the money back into the account. Okay, I've been scammed. I didn't get what I paid for. And Victor reneged. Okay, well, I'm going to say Victor, but GoDaddy did. They removed the site. Okay?
I'm listening.
Okay, well, this conversation is recorded too, because I'm going to include this conversation out on that site. And so you can listen to it, and, you know, this is the way it's going to be. As I say, you know, I did not like that thing. It's either you're going to pay or, you know, or we're going to remove the site. Well, I paid, and they removed the site anyway.
I don't understand where you're coming from, William.
Okay, well, thank you. It was nice to talk to you, and again, I'm sorry to lay it on you, okay?
Oh, it's okay, it's okay. I really do understand where you're coming from. I know how important your website is to you. I know the feeling of what was done to you before by this previous representative, and I can see, to be honest with you, William, I have checked your domain. I tried to visit your website here. I just want to check with you. Is your domain already pointed to a different hosting?
Okay, hey, do you have an email address? And I will send you a link that way too, and so we can make sure you get it.
Yes, I have an email address.
Okay. Please give it to me.
I'll be giving it to you. It's going to be D as in Delta.
Here, just a minute.
As in India.
Wait.
Sure.
I get a piece of paper here.
Oh, sure.
Okay, let's start it again. Okay, you said B and... Okay, B?
It's D as in Delta.
Okay.
I as in India.
I as in India.
A as in Alpha.
A as in Alpha.
N as in Nancy.
N as in Nancy.
N as in Nancy.
N as in Nancy.
E as in Echo.
E as in Echo.
G as in Golf.
What was that? Z as in Golf? What was that?
G as in Giraffe or Golf.
Okay, G. Okay, I think you said Z. Okay, G.
E as in Echo.
E as in Echo.
R as in Romeo.
R as in Romeo.
N as in Nancy.
N as in Nancy.
E as in Echo.
E as in Echo.
L as in Lima.
L as in Lima.
04.
04.
31.
31.
At GoDaddy.com.
And go D A D D. Okay, let me repeat it back to you just to make sure that I got it here. Okay, B-I-A-N-N-E-G-E-R-N-E-L. Zero.
It's odd.
Zero, one, three.
It's 0431. Then the first letter should be D as in dog, not B as in boy. It should be D as in dog.
Okay, dog. Got it. D I A N N E G E R N E L 0431 at GoDaddy.com.
Yes, correct.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And I'm, as I say, I apologize to lay this on you since you didn't have it. You know,
no worries.
As I say, everything was just, you know, very, very pleasant. After 15 years with getting all these nice phone calls, maybe once, well, how's your site doing? You know, is there anything we can help you with? And all this, and then all of a sudden have this thing with Victor doing this, you know, and them taking the site down. Well, okay.
I don't understand that.
Okay, I'll hang up and I'll send you an email, and let's see if you could act it. If you get it, I would appreciate it. And so, okay?
Oh, sure. By the way, before you hang up this call, I just want to make sure, and GoDaddy want to make sure that everything will be fixed here. I don't want you to feel this way. GoDaddy don't want you to feel that you're not being valued by GoDaddy. I want to fix everything first before we hang up this call. I don't want you to be calling us again with the same issue that you have right now. Would that be fine? I'm here to help you out.
Well, hey, what I've done, though, I have now subscribe to both Green Geeks and Bluehost. Okay, and so I'm mirroring the sites on both. One thing I noticed, okay, from both Bluehost and thing, these guys are using SSD memory, okay? Both of them, and you have like infinite amount, and the speed is, you know, just free upload, download speed, just super fast. And also the cost is just about the same as I was paying for GoDaddy before all this thing started, okay? And so, again, I've learned that I can't have a single point of failure. And so, as a result, I'm not doing any more business with GoDaddy, okay? I may come back at a later time. Okay, because I may want to have a third site because of the fact I think the government may have been involved in phoning GoDaddy and says, hey, get rid of this. You know, we don't want this posted. So, but, okay, no, I hope not to phone back, and I don't think I will. But thank you for your help, okay? And let's move on and see what happens.
I see. I really do apologize on what happened, and it's so sad to hear that you'll be leaving GoDaddy because of what you have experienced before with that Victor, that it did something on your account. But here's what I have noticed on your account here regarding your domain, that it is already pointed with your new hosting provider, which is on Green Geeks.
Yes. And Green Geeks is fine, by the way. It took me a long time to do it, because what happened is that the instructions on how to switch it over were kind of wrong, and I phoned GoDaddy, and I got an agent by the name of Steve, and Steve says, no, we don't do it. We'll do it this way. I'll get it done. Okay. And Steve was very helpful and got it done immediately.
I see. So since your domain is already pointed with Green Geeks, kindly advise them if they can update your IP address there.
Yeah, no.
So
everything is fine. Everything is just great now. And I've used it enough that I feel comfortable with it now, posting and everything, and kind of figured out what they did. Because, since you're in the business, Green Geeks and Bluehost, if you go out there and look at the site, they have all sorts of different things. Okay, they're somewhat different. They're both using cPanel. Okay, but it's a little bit different. And but you know, both of them are great. They're, you know, high tech up. But again, thank you for your help. It was nice to talk to you.
You're very much welcome. I'll make sure that this will all be fully documented, and I will be waiting for your email.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
You're very much welcome.
Bye
for now.
Bye.